Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Wherever there is, they'll get you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And of course, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell yeah.
And what a show we have in store for you today. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I am great. The rain y'all were getting in L.A., I guess, has come here because it's pouring here. I guess I should say California in general.
Is that right? Is it pouring?
But yeah, it's pouring now. Yeah, I just came in. I wouldn't say pouring, but it's raining good. It's not a sprinkle. So, we're getting that. But, hey, I'm used to it. You ain't going to hear me up here complaining for 4 minutes. Oh, we got some rain. I can't. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do?
I felt like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Like you would melt,
yeah,
right?
With that.
Don't throw that water.
You remember?
Don't throw that water. I'm melting. Melting.
When is the last time you watched The Wizard of Oz? Hold on. Don't answer.
All right, go ahead.
I bet it was within the last 3 years.
Last 3 years? How about the last 2 months?
24 hours.
Are you serious? You're not serious.
I am.
You watched The Wizard of Oz within the last 2 months?
Yes, it was played during the holiday. I think during either Thanksgiving or Christmas. During Christmas, they played The Wizard of Oz as like a holiday because, you know, families are together. So they played it, and I watched the whole thing. I've watched that movie a couple hundred times now.
What?
Every time it comes on, I watch it. I love,
wow.
That's my favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz.
Is it?
Yes.
Now,
wow.
Do you like The Wiz?
Yeah, I like The Wiz. I think The Wiz is one of the very few movies that is like a remake and it stands up on its own. Like
it was good.
It was good on its own.
Good.
Like if I'd never seen The Wizard of Oz, I would like The Wiz. I would. You know what I'm saying? And that's very rare. But The Wizard of Oz is a masterpiece, is an unbelievable movie.
It's a great movie.
It really, really is.
When you're seven.
Nah, it's a great movie, Chris. It's,
I mean, I don't know exactly, but I think the last time I saw, like, watched the movie, like, the whole way through, was probably, I was probably 10 years old.
Wow.
9 years old, something like that. It was great back then, but... But nah, hey, to each his own. But wow, hundreds of times.
I've seen
I'm not one to watch movies, like one movie over and over again anyway.
Right. Nah, that's the only movie that, and then my second one, and I haven't watched it nearly as many as The Wizard of Oz, but the original Planet of the Apes is with Charlton Heston.
I actually have that whole series.
Chris, that first one.
You're just talking about the first one.
The first one with Charlton Heston and that is an unbelievable movie.
That's a great. And I think there was about 7 of them.
Yeah, but at the end, you could see the masks were like they got cheap.
Yeah, it was getting a little warped.
Yeah.
But I was intrigued by that. I agree.
And Charlton Heston, when the ape, you know, touches him, he says, "Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape." And it's the first time they heard a man talk, and they all were like.
Right. And then when he sees the Statue of Liberty and he's in the subway. If you haven't watched at least the original,
I'd say
the first two or three.
Yeah.
First two, go check it out, Planet of the Apes.
I'll tell you one last thing on this TV theme song Thursday. Guess who wrote part of Planet of the Apes? Rod Serling, Chris, of The Twilight Zone.
It does make sense.
Rod Serling was one of the writers. I mean, it makes total sense. All right.
Totally. Absolutely.
We got a lot to do. I'm riled up.
Well, look, let's introduce the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Tyshirt, of course, is a Tyshirt Thursday where we will get into Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the third hour of the show. That's always fun. Super producer Rob G is in the house on the updates.
Hey,
our man.
Steve
DeSager. All right, Rob, the reports are out that it looks like Sean Payton is going to Denver. I'm not going to say it like it's done, but it looks like Sean Payton is lining up to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. The reports are that he will make between $20 and $25 million. Your thoughts?
Stop it! Sean Payton is the most overrated, overhyped, overvalued coach in NFL history. This love affair about Sean Payton and, oh my God, we gotta get him because the world would stop if we can't get him to coach our football team. Really? It is ridiculous that Sean Payton has come to this point where just by stepping down from a team that was going nowhere and getting on television with the bright lights and in front of the camera has somehow elevated this guy to making $25 million a year. He's Mike McCarthy, but svelte. That's what he is. Mike McCarthy has the same one championship with a great Hall of Fame quarterback, and Mike McCarthy's a bum. Nobody wanted him, Chris, and he went to Dallas, and even this year, 13 wins and everything, and they go, well, they just win because despite Mike McCarthy, Mike McCarthy has more wins. It ain't that difference between Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton. In New Orleans, he had 3 seasons where he went 7-9, 3 in a row.
Right.
That's with Drew Brees, Hall of Fame quarterback. Mike McCarthy never went 7-9, 3 years in a row with Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding? And Chris, again, because some of these coaches get on television, they get a higher profile, and all of a sudden we get glazed over and taking a real look at people's records, and we think, well, he's glib. Well, he's smart. Well, he's ripping on people. Well, this guy's a good one. Oh, my God. You got to make sure you hire this guy. We thought John Gruden's contract was ridiculous at $10 million for 10 years. And now they're talking about paying him $25 million? And another thing, he's lucky to even be coaching in the NFL. He was a part of one of the worst scandals in the history of this league, Bounty Gate. And don't you ever forget it. His name is attached to it. And you know what his instructions were? I'll pay you to go hurt players. Can you imagine that? And don't make an excuse because you know why they exonerated and reduced the suspensions, Chris, of some of the players involved? Guess who got denied when he appealed? Sean Payton got denied. And the league had sent him note after note to stop it, and he didn't do it. And now we're supposed to celebrate this guy as he's the greatest coach who ever walked the earth? Count me out. Players want to play for that guy who instructed his players to hurt other players? I'm sorry, I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to put my head under the sand and act like it didn't happen. I'm not saying he can't coach, but this love affair and this over-exaggeration, overvalue of Sean Payton is ridiculous. The same people call Aaron Rodgers a bum for winning one championship is now parading around talking about how great Sean Payton is. I'm not going to be a part of it, so go ahead, Denver. Go ahead and sign him to a ridiculous contract that he's not worth.
Now, one of the places, though, I'm going to question you on is you celebrate Aaron Rodgers for one championship, and you just said if you celebrate Aaron Rodgers for one, then why are you acting, or if you rip Aaron Rodgers for just having one, why are you celebrating Sean Payton for only having one? Well, if you celebrate Aaron Rodgers for having one, why are you ripping Sean Payton for only having one?
Aaron Rodgers has more stuff than Sean Payton has. Chris, he's not. Aaron Rodgers has the best quarterback rating. I could give you the stats and the awards that he's won. Sean Payton doesn't have even close to the other stuff that Aaron Rodgers has as a quarterback. So my point
well,
is...
Well, he's a coach. Rating for the coach.
Yes, you do. You could have...
He got 63% win percentage.
Yeah, but you could
I'm not saying he's... Aaron. I'm just saying, because you
saying,
made that example,
no, I'm making.
I'm like, I don't think that will work.
Yeah, I'm talking about the people who would trash him, but they raise up. I'm talking about people who trash Aaron Rodgers, but raise
nobody
up.
Nobody trashes.
But I raise mean, they, up okay, Sean
okay.
Payton. That's my
point. Okay. I think Sean Payton's a very good coach. I agree that he has become a bit overrated. I mean, like you said, he had the 3 straight 7-9 season with seasons with Drew Brees. But I do think he's a very good coach. Bounty Gate obviously was a bad thing. I'm sure he's learned his lesson, and you won't be seeing that happen again. And just like the players involved in that, and everybody, you get a second chance. And so I'm not holding that against him. And I do think players want to play for him. And if I'm the Denver Broncos, I have all this money invested in Russell Wilson. I need to find a coach who I know works well with quarterbacks. And obviously Sean Payton was great with Drew Brees, was very good with Jameis Winston. And if I'm Denver, there's no way I can get rid of Russell Wilson, so I'm going to bring in a guy who I know, not think, but know based on his track record, can work with Russell Wilson. So I feel you, like I said, I do think he's a tad overrated. Like, it's become like he's won 3-4 championships, which obviously isn't the case. And Rob, his last one was in 09. However, he is a good coach. His track record is legit, and he's got a great one of working with quarterbacks. So they got to get somebody that's going to help fix Russell Wilson. And so I do think that's a good hire by them. Look, the money, they the wealthiest owners in the league, and that's what they want to do. There's no cap on coaches, so they doing what they need to do to get him.
And here are the exact numbers. Mike McCarthy, 61% winning percentage of regular season. Sean Payton, 63%. Postseason, Mike McCarthy, 55%. Sean Payton, 53%. So that's right. And they both have one championship.
Now they're very similar. I mean, but people look at it, well, but it's and McCarthy does get ripped, and I've defended McCarthy here and there, but it's viewed as Peyton's more of a tactician. That's the view, and I think he is than McCarthy. But right at the end of the day, it is about results, so I give you that. But I like I said, he has people talk about him like he's Belichick, you know, and he's going about to get paid like Belichick. But I do think he is a good coach. Do you think he's not a good coach?
I didn't say that. I say he's overvalued. Okay. He's an overvalued and over. It's just overhyped and overblown. He's not worth $25 million a year. I don't know what. Rob G, find out what Mike McCarthy's making. It ain't $25
million. No, it ain't close. And I wouldn't pay Mike McCarthy $25 million. But I do, you know, he's solid, but I do think Peyton's better. But we will see.
He's, making $7 million, and they're paying the same guy with the same stats, the same number, $25 million.
But that, again, you know, that's just like, just look. You got to look at other stuff, too, how he's worked with quarterbacks. McCarthy's worked with, you know, Rodgers and been great, but, you know, worked with Rodgers. Now he's doing well, though. McCarthy is redeeming himself in some people's eyes, and that's good. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in on the Odd Couple. Sean Payton looks like he may end up in Denver for huge money. Is he worth $20 to $25 million? And do you agree with Rob? Is he overrated? 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the hosts of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing.
Wait.
He's
still on the line.
Off the show.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What is this, the new zoo review or something?
I remember that. What was the new zoo review? I don't know.
I restarted for you. It's Fraggle Rock. It's one of the Muppets things.
Fraggle Rock. I remember that.
I once dated a girl who had Fraggle teeth, but that's another story.
Rob, calm down.
All right.
You cooked enough already,
Rob.
All
right, we have the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. And then you'll have all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Sean Payton. Overrated, like Rob says?
All right. Let's kick it off with MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What up, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
All right, man. I'm in New Orleans. Well, really, I work in Harahan, a small town outside New Orleans. I am not a New Orleans Saints fan, but I will tell you guys, to go from his $9.75 million salary he's making with the Saints that he's still getting paid on, up to $25 million, making him the highest paid coach in the NFL, over Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and Dabo Sweeney in the NCAA. He'll be the number one coach. The overrated thing, yes, he's been with the Saints a long time. Won championship. Really questionable with the bounty gate thing. Yes. Rob, I got to agree, man. Super. Put the super in front of overrated.
Yes.
Super overrated.
Just over the top. No doubt, MJ. It's just... I get it. He's likable. He's on television and all
but,
that.
But, Rob, I don't think the television has anything to do with it because
I think
even before he was on TV, though, people were like, remember that? Before he left the Saints.
Yeah, but
people were talking about him going to other places and how good
saying,
he is and all that.
You have a different feel for people. Television gives you a different – you just people feel like they know you a little bit more when they see like,
– that's fine, but like I don't think
coach.
That's led
I,
to
– I think it helps
I don't
you.
Think that's raised his – the view of him as a coach. I mean, he had people were high on him already.
Right, but I think it. I do think it helps. Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jerome?
There's no way in hell he's worth that amount of money. Okay, no way in hell, and he's smug as hell too. He thinks he knows everything. I seen him on your network. I go, he ain't that great. Listen to him, will probably be like listen to $375 million Brady. It'll be boring. He ain't worth that amount of money, man. And by the way, tell Tracy Porter, you owe Peyton Manning some money from that Super Bowl interception. He gift wrapped for you to help them seal their win, okay?
All right.
That's what he does.
Thanks, Jerome. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mark in Barstow, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hey, Rob, I got to disagree with you on how great Sean Payton is, man. Before he came to town, they were known as the Aints, man. And growing up as a Rams fan, when I looked at that NFL schedule and I saw the Rams on my schedule twice a year, you knew you could chalk that up as two wins, bro. And when Sean Payton came to New Orleans, all that stuff changed. They became a respectable franchise. And, you know, Mike McCarthy, you know, he didn't turn around a franchise that
was that him or Breeze? When Breeze got there, let's not act like you guys have always had or the Saints had great quarterbacks. And so it's a combination, and Chris brought it up. That was 2009 that they won. It's been a long time. Let's not act like he won last week or last year and then bounce. But thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. What about Gary in Houston? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I mean, he's only overrated if you where you rate him. If you think he's like top 10, sure, he's overrated. If you think he's like 25 to 30, top 30, he's probably
the highest paid coach in the NFL at $25 million. That's what we're talking. We thought John Gruden getting $10 million was ridiculous.
Okay. And I don't think the Mike McCarthy comparison is fair because Mike McCarthy around the league never got credit because he was viewed as someone that just delegated and just oversaw. Right. Mike McCarthy, Sean Payton was
very different coaches.
So Sean Payton should have won more than one then. If he's so.
But he wasn't defensive guy. He was the offensive architect. That's why he wasn't viewed as anything part of defense. The defense was really bad when he was there.
All right. Thank you for the call.
We
got the Hall of Fame kicker Morton Anderson, one of only two kickers in the Hall of Fame. He's going to join us in a moment, and you know we're going to ask him about Brett Maher. So That's right around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, as I said earlier, one of only two kickers to be in the Hall of Fame, so you know how good he was. Morton Anderson. Morton, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening, Morton?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Good to be with you, and hope L.A.'s treating you well.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah. I'm in New Jersey slash New York, but
I'm
coast to coast.
I'm
here
in L.A., and I'm loving every minute of it, but we appreciate you joining us. And
absolutely.
Perfect to be on to start the show.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure.
I hope you don't feel like, we're just bringing me on to talk about something negative, but we want to ask you about Brett Maher. When you saw him missing four extra points, I'm guessing as a kicker that you just felt for the guy.
Well, first, I don't think it's negative. It's a learning moment for the young man.
Hopefully.
I got to be honest with you. The reason I tweeted out those four words, I mean, clearly, I'm retired and I'm not going to take Brett Maher's job, but it brought me back to 2006 when I was sitting on the couch. I've been out of football 20 months and the phone hadn't rung, and I'm sitting there drinking a beer with my neighbor and the guy for the Falcons was, missed four field goals. And I said, I can do that. I can do better than that. So it just brought me back to that time when I actually had an opportunity to come back after 20 months in a public park, grinding it out and become the leading scorer in the game. And so, listen, Brett's a good kicker. I was poking fun at him, but you got to have thick skin as a kicker and he's going to be fine. I think when I saw him miss the first one, I said, okay, that's, Then the second one, he pushed it, and then he overcompensated and pulled the third one. Can't remember what happened to the fourth one, but then I knew it was in his head, right? So now it becomes a confidence thing. And when they moved the extra points back from 20 yards to 33 yards, it did change the perception and the mindset a little bit of some of these guys, especially some of the younger guys, because they weren't treating it, they were going, man, it's just an extra point, but it's really a 33-yard field goal. And that's the point, treat it as a 33-yard field goal. And you can't guide them. You can't guide the short ones. 40 yards and in the NFL, you got to be 10 out of 10. And right. Otherwise, you're looking for a job.
Right.
You just got to find the target line and trust it and pound it right down the target line. And really no reason to miss 33-yarders. I've missed them. I missed a short one in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville to lose the game. So we've all had distasteful situations, you know what I mean? Right. And this is distasteful for Brett, but he'll bounce back.
And for people who didn't see your tweet, you just simply tweeted, are the Cowboys hiring? Question mark, which is a great tweet. Yes, that was a tweet. Yes, and let me say this.
They
to you.
Were. They actually yeah. got. You know, they signed a guy.
Right, but
yeah, you're 62, but I'm sure you could probably get out.
But
there
Morton,
still.
let me say this. It's one thing to me. Like I would be afraid to have. To have them kick for me in the playoffs where the Cowboys are. They haven't won anything since the Louisiana Purchase was signed. I mean, it's been a long ride for them. And they have a good team. And now they have a guy, you talked about it, mentally, who missed four extra points, right? I mean, that four extra points, which is not like missing a 50-yard field goal or something. And I would be afraid to put him out there if he plays or whatever in the next game and he misses the first one, extra point or misses a field goal. Is that when you have to pull the plug on him and realize he's lost for the postseason?
No, you got to stay with the guy. What are you going to do? You're going to start really? Experiment.
And they did bring in another kicker for the practice squad.
No, you don't start tinkering. You know, if a guy on defense is not getting the sacks he's supposed to, I know kicker is different and polarizing and all that. Are you going to just switch him out and bench him for the rest, cut him? You know, the leash is so short on kickers, and that's really the misconception here. If you look at the body of work that Brett Maher has delivered over the years, it's very good. Okay, so my advice to him, and I haven't spoken to him, but if I was to speak to him, I would simply say you got to go back to basics. Look at some film when you were crushing the ball, when you were hitting right down the middle, and go to that happy place and trust. And he has enough ammo. He has enough in his tank, if you will. Plenty of fuel, plenty of successes. This was a distasteful bump in the road. It happened in a playoff game, yes. But it was in a game where it did not make a difference. Could it have? Yes, it could have. But I think there's no doubt the Cowboys are practicing that 33 left hash all week. I can guarantee you that.
But, Morton, let me say this. Like, kickers to me are like relief pitchers, right? Closers. And they really are. When you're doing it, like, people don't talk about you because they expect you to do it. And, you know, it's only when you blow a kick or you blow a save. If you're a reliever and you blow a save, it's a big story. And my thing is, I hear what you're saying about, you know, staying the course, but I can remember one where the Philadelphia Phillies were in the World Series, and Mitch Williams was bad. He was their closer all year, but he was bad, and they kept running him out there, and they wound up losing that World Series, and he imploded and couldn't get anybody out, and they kept putting him out there. When do you make a change if you don't? How can you just keep going that route if he continues? You mean to tell me if he misses three more kicks, he should continue to be the kicker is what I'm asking?
I don't think he will, okay? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think he'll miss three more kicks. Now,
Morton, how do you know – because my guess is he's looking good in practice.
The eyes.
I was going to say, how do you know if a guy doesn't have the yips?
He doesn't have the yips because he hadn't had the yips all year. He had a bump in the road. I don't know exactly the circumstances. I know this. I've missed three in a game, okay? Three kicks.
Make field goals, though.
Yeah.
Not
okay,
extra points.
Because you are for the
yards,
record.
42 yards. What happens is you miss one, okay. Leaves the foot, leaves the mind. Next one. Oh, shit. I missed another one. Okay. Now I gotta be concerned because, you know, I don't want to miss a third one. Well, I missed a third one, and now I'm in my head a little bit, you know. I got to be honest with you. So the only thing I can tell you is that at that point, as a pro ball player, you got to go and trust, and you got to be fearless. And that's not a comfortable place to be, man, to be fearless in when you're failing. So fail fearlessly and fail forward. That's all I could tell you.
For the record, you may notice your field or extra point percentage was 98.8. You made 98.8% of your extra points. Out of 859 tries, you only missed 10. He missed four in one game. Let me ask you this. I've always said this about kickers. Every time you step on that field, there is pressure, at least for a field goal and probably for extra points too. But how do you deal with that? Like, it's not like, I mean, there's pressure obviously on all players, but for you guys, it's just such a singular moment. And I mean, that's got to be, how do you deal with that? It seems like it could be nerve wracking.
I don't like the word pressure. I don't like anybody saying pressure. Here's what how I feel about these distasteful situations that you call pressure. Perceived pressure happens when your skill set doesn't match the task at hand. If you have practiced and repaired and it's in your wheelhouse and it matches the task, it shouldn't be pressure. And you can apply that to any position on the football field. I mean, if you got a quarterback and he's got to throw a 12-yard out, or a 15-yard out, that's not an easy throw, especially if he's right-handed and he's rolling left. So I'm just saying, you have to understand your parameters. You have to understand what is my limitations. You know, I used to go to my coach in pregame and say, listen, this way with the wind, I'm good. You get it to the 30-yard line, you have a high probability of 3 points. And that way, we can go 38-yard line. Okay? And so now he's got information that he can use in the game. So you have to understand your limitations. You also have to understand your ability to complete the task. And if that task is higher than is higher than your skill, you're gonna be sweating bullets, man. And that's how I looked at it. And you know, that's why I played for 382 games in 25 years.
Right. All right, Morton Anderson, the Hall of Fame kicker. Great stuff, Morton. We really appreciate you joining.
No doubt.
Have fun, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You must be taking requests from Rob.
No, he's not.
Because these are
not
all tonight. From like 1959 and
He-Man
and
is
before.
From the 90s. Are you Chris? Are you crazy?
What is this? He-Man?
Yeah.
This He-Man, yeah.
How do you know this, Rob?
Ain't this from the 90s?
In the 90s, you were like in your
30s. Yeah, I know He-Man.
I don't know this. Like, I wasn't watching cartoons. I wasn't watching He-Man in 1990.
Hey, I know my television, and I know He-Man when I hear it. That's
wow.
He-Man.
I don't know any cartoons past
the 70s when you were a kid, when you were 15.
Yeah. Oh, no, see? All right. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to
Bad
Shekel
Night
City.
On Shekel City.
The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
It wasn't that bad. 1-2 last night. 1-2 last night.
Did you put real money on this?
Nah, I didn't actually last night. And I was feeling good about my picks, but thank God I didn't. The only game I won was the best bet, the Clippers -8.5 over the Jazz -8.5 over the Clippers. Because I picked also the Rockets +2.5. They lost. And the Hornets cover. And I picked the Pacers +3.5 and the Thunder. They blew them out, Chris. So there it is.
Yeah.
Tonight, best bet. 76ers -2.5. They're in Portland taking on the Blazers. Nets -3.5 at the Suns. The Celtics -6.5 hosting the Warriors, who are a bad road team. So there we go.
I'm excited about this game, though. It's on TNT now. Yeah. I mean, you know, the Golden State got the best of them last time they played. And, you know, I'm sure Boston wants revenge, but they've won 7 straight. So
right, they got it together. All right.
Looks like all the stars are playing, too.
So
is
Celtics.
Clay? I didn't see Clay out there.
Is he out there? Celtics -2.5. I mean, 76ers -2.5. Nets -3.5. And the Celtics -6.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on, Chris Broussard. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Yeah, so Rob, Draymond, Wiggins, Steph, Clay, Jordan Poole, Kevon Looney, okay. They're experimenting with Golden State, trying to go with the three-guard lineup they started. Wow, they started small, Rob. Wow. Draymond was their tallest player. So we'll see how that goes. Right now, 21-16, Boston, and they got Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Smart, Williams, Horford all out there. So, yeah, the rare game where we actually get to see the full teams compete.
Yeah, shocking.
Rob, have you noticed, have you taken a look at what Nikola Jokic is doing?
I haven't looked at it that closely, but I hear, I mean, they talk about him every day. Yeah. About
he's averaging
a triple-double almost,
well,
right?
Well, close. Yeah, his last two games, he's had 30-point triple-doubles, his last two. But, Rob, he is averaging, get this, 25 points, which is even down for him over the last 2 years, but 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 9.9 assists per game. Here's the thing that really is going to blow you away. He's shooting 62% from the floor. So I'm just saying what he is doing, it's just, I mean, the numbers are staggering. You know, when Westbrook, and I know Westbrook was never a high percentage shooter, and he averaged triple-double 4 years, but he's shooting the low 40s. You know, so we'll see if he averages a triple-double. He's a tenth of an assist away.
What do you think? What's your gut? Will he be able to keep that up for the whole year?
I think he can. I mean, it's interesting because over this, I think he will. I'm hoping he will. That would be fantastic. His assists have been up. This month, he's averaging 11 assists. The last month, Rob, in December, he averaged 10 assists. So he's actually dishing out more assists as the season goes along. So I'd love to see it. And then, Rob, this month he's shooting 67% from the floor. I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's a point center. He really is a point center.
Yeah, I mean, 67% is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
And this month, Rob, 53% from three. Now, he doesn't take a lot of ton of threes, but he's shooting 53% from three. So we're watching something. But Rob, at the end of the day, you know it's going to come down to this. I mean, not just this year, but will he win championships or even just one?
Is he going to win the MVP again? I mean,
that's going to be interesting.
That'll be 4 years in a row with a non-American. Three. No, I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, because did Giannis win the two before him?
Yes.
Right. And Embiid hasn't yet won one, and Luka hasn't yet won one. Right. So it could be an international run.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. There's a good chance that there's going to be it's going to be 4 years in a row.
Oh, yeah. No, if he wins this year for sure. Well, didn't Giannis win two straight? So it's already been. Well, I got to check it now.
Did he? Maybe he did. Chris.
Giannis won two straight, and Jokic won two straight. The last two.
So is it four already?
Here it is. Yeah. Giannis. So it's already four.
Oh God, I thought it was three.
No, it's already four. So this could be five if he wins it. Look, the only guys who have ever won three straight are Bill Russell,
Larry Bird,
and Wilt Chamberlain. And they all won championships. And there's a thought, do you want to put a guy in there? I know it's a regular season award and you base it on that year, and I get it. But I remember when Steve Nash was in the running, I'm a voter, Rob. When he was in the running for his third straight, and I was just like, I can't put him on that list with Bird, Russell, and Wilt. And it was close, so I felt comfortable giving it to voting for Dirk Nowitzki, who actually ended up winning it. But Nash, didn't even get to a finals, let alone win one. So I know it's a regular season award, but these are historical things. So it's going to be interesting, but it seems like he is the front runner, Rob. So, and he's playing great, so you can't take that away from him. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left, so keep it locked right here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. It's TV Theme Song Thursday, and it's fun.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.